Hi footy friends, Alex here. Just before you feast your ears on the football hour, I want to tell you about this class new app called Hoops Connect. It helps you find sporting events and classes in your local area. Ever got home from work and fancied a kickabout? Jump on Hoops Connect and it will show you the nearest match. You can get it off the App Store or Google Play straight away. Now, on with the show.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Welcome to The Football Hour. I hope you're feeling okay. Wherever my voice is reaching your ears, I hope you're feeling good, okay? I'm going to welcome you to something. Hello and welcome to The Football Hour's Pick of the Goss feature. This is all about the BBC gossip column because it is awash with some of the craziest transfer rumours and speculation from around the football world. And I know, football friend, and you know, every morning you get into work and you respond to those boring emails from Shelley in marketing asking about how that advertising campaign is coming along. Leave me alone, Shelley. Why don't you just email someone else? Because I am going to go on the BBC gossip column. Yes. You always pick the BBC gossip column. You never respond to those emails to Shelley because the BBC gossip column is brilliant. Now the transfer window is edging ever closer to a close, the gossip gets even more juicy, even more ridiculous. So I decided to do a chart show countdown of the 10 most craziest, most ridiculous, most incomprehensible transfer rumours from that lovely website, the BBC Gossip Column. So, football our friends, so, goss pickers, here is the top 10. In at number 10, the Independent state Arsene Wenger says he must sell before he can buy and admits the club have too many players. 9 in the charts, ESPN at Manchester United expects 35-year-old Zlatan Ibrahimovic to sign a new contract to stay at Old Trafford. At number 8, The Star announced Arsenal have offered their star, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, a new 4-year contract with a whopping £125,000 a week. Straight in at 7, The Daily Star say Arsenal defender Mustafi could leave the club with Inter Milan interested in signing him for £35 million. Highest new entry at 6, The Sunny Boys at The Sun state Spain's Diego Costa has been ordered by Atletico Madrid to make peace with Chelsea before they consider buying him for £25 million. Into the top 5, The Mirror Men say Barca have accepted Liverpool will not sell them Coutinho this month. Congratulations, Liverpool fans. At 4 and down 2 spots, the Independent state Barca believe Messi and Iniesta, who could both leave on a free transfer next summer, will sign new contracts. Up 10 places this week into number 3, the Indie boys at the Independent say Man City are on the brink of giving up. Come on, Pep, on signing West Bromwich Albion defender Johnny Evans and will bid, sorry Borough fans, 20 mil for Ben Gibson. The chairman's son could believe it. Our number 2 hit, The Telegraph tells us Spurs are preparing a 20 million bid for injured Ross Barkley, but still face competition from Chelsea. And goss pickers, our number 1 goss of the week is Sky Sports are saying PSG are close to agreeing a season-long loan deal for Monaco striker Kylian Mbappe. Come on, really? Really? This guy who's meant to go for 150 mil? I'm not too sure. Coming up, I'll be analysing them transfers, them speculation, in a little bit more depth.
You know that Hoops Connect app I was telling you about at the start? As well as participating in their events, you can create your own. You put the sport, you put the price, you put the number of attendees, and obviously you put the location. It's a great new way to meet new mates as well. The link to download Hoops Connect is in this podcast description below. Let's get back to the footy chat.
The goss don't stop, football friends. We are going to analyse the chart show countdown that I just did. And at number 10 this week, from the BBC Gossip column, was that Arsene Wenger says he must sell before he can buy and admits the club have too many players. Well, I could admit that. You've got too many average players. I'm thinking of the likes of Elneny, Coquelin, Jenkinson, Walcott even. You could strip back that squad and bring in some proper, proper players. But he chooses not to. He likes to keep these guys around. Kieran Gibbs, another one. It's time Wenger became a bit brutal. Jack Wilshere, another one. Get him out of the squad. Just sell him. Cheap price. Who cares? Get them gone. Reboot. Refresh. Arsenal need a refresh. You've not got long left, Arsene. At number 9, ESPN have stated Man United are going to sign Zlatan again. They're going to give him a new one-year contract as early as this week. Wow. Who'd have thought this when he did his knee in? But the guy's a bit of a machine, isn't he? He's 35 years old, but he looks in his mid-20s. He looks great. My only worry is they've splashed out 90 mil or so on Romelu Lukaku. I'd be a bit annoyed if I was Lukaku going, why do you need him? I've proved, I've scored goals at the start of the season. You don't need Zlatan. Because when Zlatan comes in, Zlatan's the man. He's going to take your position, Lukaku. I'd watch out, mate. At number 8 in the charts, more Arsenal chat. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain is going to get a new 4-year contract to flick off interest from West London and Chelsea. 125 grand a week. I'm liking Chamberlain at the moment. I think the Ox is progressing. I like him at right wing back, but they've got Bellerin as well, so both of them don't fit into the system, which we saw against Stoke. You can't have Bellerin left and Chamberlain right. It just doesn't work. So Arsene Wenger needs to sort this guy out and pick a position for him, because you don't want to get another Theo Walcott situation where Theo Walcott, when he was a youngster, was deciding, am I a striker, am I a winger, am I a striker, no, I'm a striker, no, I'm a winger. Pick a position, stick with it. Number 7, Arsenal, again, they're going to dump off Mustafi, $35 million. I've never rated the defender. If you can get the price you paid, thank you very much, Inter Milan. Highest new entry, The Sun are stating Atletico Madrid are getting a little bit annoyed of Diego Costa and they want him to be a bit happier, go back to Chelsea, train, get fit, don't be annoying, and then they'll buy him for $25 million. But at the moment, he's being a bit of a rebellious kid, isn't he? But what did you expect? It's Diego Costa. Into number 5, the Mirror Men saying Barca have accepted they're not going to get Coutinho. Liverpool have done a job on Barcelona. 75 mil. No. 90 mil. No. 100 mil. No. 115 mil. Now you're pushing it. The barrier is about to break. Liverpool say, no thank you, we want our man Philippe Coutinho. Good on you, Liverpool. Well done for sticking strong. Don't let the player force a move. Don't let Barca force a move. I've been very impressed with that. Now just get Virgil van Dijk through the door. Number 3. The Indie Boys at the Independent say Man City are stopping their pursuit of Johnny Evans. They shouldn't do. He's a great defender. Even though he's at West Brom and he's a former Manchester United player, go for him. Get him. They're saying that if they don't get Johnny Evans, they're going to go for Ben Gibson. Ben Gibson is younger, but he's nothing on Johnny Evans at the moment. Could be, not at the moment. Number 2, The Telegraph say Spurs are going to go for Ross Barkley again. Barkley's injuries come at a bad time, really bad time for Everton, Spurs and whoever else wants to buy him. But apparently, Spurs need numbers through the door. And our number 1 pick of the goss is Sky Sports are saying PSG are going to get a season-long loan for Kylian Mbappe. Why would Monaco sell their best young striker to PSG on loan? I thought he was going to go for a mammoth fee of about 150 mil. All summer, that's what I've been reading out on Pick of the Goss. Apparently not. Come on. You sure? Right, that is the chart show rundown of Pick of the Goss. Thank you. I've enjoyed doing that for you. It's been very fun.